In this bulletin, regional Victoria officially opens for business again under relaxed coronavirus rules. Australia's jobless rate falls to 6.8%. And in sport, the AFL weighs up plans for next year's competition ahead of this year's finals. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Diet. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says he'd support more flexibility for Victorian businesses struggling under tight lockdown rules. From today, regional Victorian venues can accept indoor diners, while camping grounds and caravan parks can take limited bookings again. The state recorded just 28 new coronavirus cases and a further 8 COVID-19 deaths, taking the state fatality count to 745. Mr. Frydenberg says he expects to see restrictions continue to ease as the case numbers fall, but Melbourne remains under a nightly curfew. He adds the federal government is heavily supporting Victoria, with an estimated 60% of JobKeeper recipients being Victorian workers.
Well, we've communicated to them some suggestions about the easing of restrictions and how they could do that. And obviously, you know, I maintain an open line of communication with my counterpart in Victoria, Tim Pallas, and we continue to talk.
The Health Minister has assured diverse communities he wants to respect religion and culture while still instilling confidence in the National Coronavirus Vaccine Program. The government is hoping a vaccine against COVID-19 could be available next year once trials confirm it's safe and secure, but he doesn't support making it mandatory. Health Minister Greg Hunt has told SBS Arabic 24 the government is mindful of cultural identity, but Australia typically has strong vaccine rates against disease.
Right now we want to give people the confidence that any vaccine that we adopt will be safe. It will have been through the clinical trials, the British regulators and the Australian regulator in the case of Oxford, and the clinical trials and the Australian regulators and then our own vaccine committee.
5 new coronavirus infections have been recorded in New South Wales. 2 are returned overseas travellers in hotel quarantine. 2 are locally acquired and linked to a known case or cluster. And 1 is under investigation as the source is unknown. Restrictions have been scaled back slightly along parts of the New South Wales and Victoria border. Premier Gladys Berejiklian warns their risk level increases with the easing of tough measures.
We never know what's around the corner, but I think it's fair to say that the strategies we put in place have been working. And I don't say that in a complacent way, quite the opposite, especially now as the border is easing. That adds an element of risk, as does our intent to consider what opportunities we have to ease pressure on families moving into summer.
The national unemployment rate in Australia has fallen to 6.8% for the month of August. It follows the creation of more than 110,000 new jobs in August. The rate reached a 22-year high of 7.5% in July. The total number of people unemployed has now fallen to below 1 million. During an energy jobs announcement at BlueScope, Prime Minister Scott Morrison says he wants to keep employment on the rise to lift Australia out of the coronavirus recession.
Together, whether it's here or anywhere else, that will see them remain here into the future. Jobs now, jobs tomorrow, and jobs into the future.
The federal opposition fears 400,000 workers will lose their jobs between now and late December as JobKeeper payments are scaled back. Labor's Anthony Albanese says the government is excluding universities from JobKeeper and its lack of support is driving job losses in the sector. Mr. Albanese says he wants to encourage business cash flow and he hopes a comprehensive strategy is unveiled in the federal budget.
Look, I'm worried about the failure of this government to have a jobs plan for the entire nation. I've put forward a practical 8-point economic plan for job creation.
In the AFL, boss Gillon McLachlan says the league is giving thought to how games will be staged next year. The AFL has confirmed that it's spent more than $60 million this year paying for flights to Queensland, accommodation, and the use of facilities for the players. Mr. McLachlan says talks are being held about where clubs could be based next year because the environment is still so uncertain.
As I said, I'm optimistic and hopeful that Australia's back open, but Queensland's been very good to our clubs, our players, our teams and to our game, and we're grateful, and there's clearly worse places to be.
And the latest round begins tonight ahead of the finals. Well, now the weather across Australia for tomorrow. Perth, sunny and 23. Adelaide, a possible late shower, 27. Melbourne, a shower or two, 19. Hobart, sunny and 15. Canberra, cloudy and 19. Wollongong, possible shower, 19 degrees. Sydney, much the same, 20. Newcastle, similar conditions, 22. Brisbane, a possible shower, 26. Cairns, showers easing, 29. And Darwin, partly cloudy and 33 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.